Welcome back to the If She Did It podcast. As always, I'm so excited for this week's episode. So last week we wrapped up the launch of the TikTok profit funnel. So it is inaccessible now. The next time you can access it will be as a passive course. So I'm really excited to dive into that with my clients. So now we're heading into the next part of the summer for me. And the next part of the summer is so exciting. I am releasing a brand new mastermind that I have never launched before. And I really am so passionate about this and I cannot wait. And so with that, I'm doing a couple of really fun things. First of all, I have a behind the scenes series happening on my TikTok where I am taking people behind the scenes of this launch. So planning the launch, prepping the launch, going through the launch so that you can witness the behind the scenes and you can also witness the front of scenes, meaning you can see me working in the background and see what I'm doing to prepare for a program launch while at the same time seeing the content that I'm putting out to sell said program. So that's living over on my TikTok. But what I'm also going to be doing is sending out 2 to 4 emails a month, giving you guys a breakdown of what I am doing to prepare for this launch. Because I think that a lot of times, you know, entrepreneurs will quote unquote give you tips. This is how you launch, like free tips on like TikTok or Instagram or podcast, whatever, but there's not a lot of depth there. And I think a lot of it comes from sometimes it's hard for entrepreneurs to figure out what to share and what to keep back. But it's bullshit because we can share whatever we want and the dream clients are still going to want to pay us and work with us because there's always more to learn and you can't get personalized support without hiring a mentor. So I am so excited to be bringing this to you guys. So get on my email list if you aren't already. Go follow me on TikTok if you aren't already so that you can be part of that. And then the next thing that I'm doing is I'm going to take you through, there's going to be a couple of podcast episodes coming out that kind of takes you through a couple of my processes that I set up in preparation for a launch and throughout a launch. So what we're going to be talking about today with that in mind is how I am becoming an energetic match for the goals that I'm creating. Noting that I say goals, but we cannot really look at becoming an energetic match. Let's say like for me right now, it's $25,000 months in my business. We cannot become an energetic match if we are looking at it as goals, because then there's pressure in it where we're not releasing and all the things that are necessary with manifestation. So I'm going to take you through my journey of quantum leaping and becoming this next level, knowing that I'm not there yet. I'm in the process of it, but I'm taking you through the steps that I'm taking because I think it's also fun to hear because, again, I hear so many people, I see so many entrepreneurs say, I just quantum leaped. I just did this. I just did that. But they don't tell you how they did it. Or they're like, listen to this quantum leap meditation and that's the answer. But there's so much more to it than that. So I'm going to take you through the process that I'm going through and the steps that I'm taking with myself to get to that place. So I'm really excited to share that with you guys. And that's what today's episode is going to be about. So let's go ahead and dive in. Welcome to the If She Did It podcast with your host, business coach, and business bestie, Becky Fagan. This is your one-stop shop for all things business growth, energetic alignment, strategy, mindset, and a fun touch of spirituality. Nothing is off limits here, and you're bound to leave every single episode inspired, excited, and ready to take massive action in your business. This podcast was created to help create more badass female CEOs and help you see that business gets to be simple, strategic, and fun. Now, let's dive in. Okay, so let's talk about what I am doing to have this quantum leap and become the energetic match to $25,000 months in my business. To start this off, I want to preface that no dream of yours is too big. Now, if you think like, oh, I want to become an energetic match for $100,000 months, and that feels so scary that you feel suffocated and anxiety driven and like full of anxiety and all the things, that's too high of a vision for right now. So you always want to say like, okay, for me, $25,000 months or more. Whatever is meant for me, right? But like my energetic minimum gets to become the $25,000 months and I get to quantum leap into it. So every time that I want a quantum leap, the first thing that I do is I do like to do a quantum leap meditation. So I have purchased Quantum Leap meditations. You can also, one of my mentors has given me one. You can also, you know, look them up on YouTube. But you want to start there. And meditating consistently as you're in this journey of quantum leaping is really empowering and really important because it helps you really visualize what you're calling in. So we want to become an energetic match to what we're calling in, we need to slowly work up to either visualizing consistently who we're trying to become, actually starting to become that person from day to day. So for some people, right, think about it. If you're like me, you're energetically matching up to 25K months in your business, you might be like, okay, the things that 25K month me does, I cannot do right now. I cannot afford the things. But ask yourself, okay, in that like concept, what can I afford right now? Can I afford to at least get my nails done? Can I do one thing? If I can't afford to get my nails done, but you know, $25,000 a month me gets her nails done every week, maybe you do your own nails. Like finding the ways to bring this energy into your life now is so important. So other things that I have done, for me, it looks like every single morning I have my morning routine, which consists of many things, but the most important is I sit down and I journal out my gratitude in the now, like what I'm grateful for that's happened in the past 24 hours, but I also journal out gratitude of things that I'm grateful for as if they've already happened. That's two really big things. And the next thing that I do is I future script, where I take a whole page in my journal and I write as if. So I like to do it in 60-day increments. So I pick 60 days from, you know, a starting point. So for me, it was May 1st. So I picked 60 days from May 1st. That's the last time I started. And I journal as if the thing has already happened 60 days from then. The things that I want to attract, the things that I want to turn into my reality. And then I visualize it. That's the biggest thing that I do. And then I just spend time on me. So sometimes I'll watch recordings of from my mentors, programs that I'm in. Sometimes I'll read a book. And it doesn't have to be a self-help book. Like sometimes I just want to enjoy myself in the morning. And I sit down and I read a book that I just want to consume. There are so many different things that you can do. Sometimes I, you know, do a deep meditation. Sometimes I do EFT tapping. Sometimes I dance around my apartment, playing with all the different things. Your morning routine doesn't have to look the same every single day. Your morning routine can look different from day to day. I like to have a toolkit of tools that I can pull, and do what feels aligned that day. Something else that I love to do is get up and go on a walk, get into fresh air, witness the beauty around me. Notice like, wow, like this morning I was on a walk and I noticed, honestly, it was a weed, but it was this beautiful flower. And I just like took a minute to acknowledge it and was like, holy shit, this is beautiful. Like, wow, this is absolutely beautiful. And I may have not noticed that if I wasn't being hyper aware of my surroundings. But that is part of becoming an energetic match to your next level, is like slowing down, recognizing your surroundings, recognizing these things. And then the next thing that I do is I make a list of who I am now and who I want to become. The energetic minimum, the Becky who makes $25,000 a month, how does she show up? What does she do? What does she spend her money on? What does she spend her time doing? How does she treat herself? So $25,000 per month Becky feeds herself the healthiest food, eats very healthy food. That's something that I can start doing now. That's something that I can become an energetic match to right now, right? So some of the things aren't necessarily going to involve spending hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. Some of the things get to involve you just shifting your habits. So $25,000 a month Becky needs to be in the best shape, needs to be healthy, needs to be all the things. So I feed myself healthy foods, number one. And number two, I work out. I go on walks every single day. I implement weightlifting. I do the things to take care of my body. Those are other things that $25,000 a month Becky does. I spend less time consuming TV and more time consuming business trainings. I read every single day. I get my nails done. Like I almost always have my nails done. I just make this list of all the things that I am. I have a cleaning service come clean my apartment. all these different things that are $25,000 a month, Becky. How do I show up? How do I treat myself? How do I treat my life? What does my life look like? Massages, all the things, right? So make that list. Make that list. So first, we do the morning routine stuff. We make the list of who we want to become. We identify what the energetic minimum is. It's not the energetic match. Like, I'm good with making more than $25,000 a month, but my energetic minimum becomes the $25,000 a month. But I don't ask how. I don't ask how is this going to happen. I don't try and figure out the how. I just let it be and decide this is what it's going to become. This is what it's going to become. And I keep saying that to myself. So I made the list. And then the next thing that I do is I say, okay, if I have $25,000 a month, I want to allocate it. How much money do I want to spend on groceries each month? How much money do I want to spend on eating out each month? How much money do I want to spend on me? What do I want to spend on myself? How much money do I want to put into savings, and what am I saving for? How much money do I want to put into, like, the stock markets, my Roth IRA? Like, I break it all down. How much money do I want to put towards, you know, any debt I have? Like, I sit down and I say, $25,000 a month, this is what I get to do with it. And then I take it a step further and I say, okay, because I have all these different sections of savings. I'm saving for, you know, my dream car. I'm putting savings in just to have savings in an account that's liquid in case I need it. And I say, okay, for example, let's say I want to put $5,000 a month into a savings account. Instead of just looking at that and being like $5,000 a month, which, like, yes, that's a shit ton of money, but at the same time, in like the grand scheme of things, it's like, oh, it's $5,000. I say, okay, if I'm making energetic minimum $25,000 a month every single month, then what is $5,000 times 12? And then I'm like, holy fucking shit, I'm gonna have a loaded bank account, savings account, by the end of the year. And that's just one allocated savings account. I can save for a massive cash down payment on a car in less than 6 months. I could do all this dope shit. I can buy a house. I could do this. I could do that. And I start to get excited, right? So that's the next step. You make the list of allocating what you're going to spend the money on each month, or what you're going to put the money and allocate the money each month. And then you start getting so obnoxiously excited at all that you get to receive, all that you get to do. You get excited for the money that you get to donate, that you get to share, how you get to serve more people when you're making more money, how your life gets to shift, and you just get excited. And you realize that this is starting to click when you almost get the giggles. You're so excited. That's what you want to, like, strive for. You're getting the giggles. You're like, oh my God, this is so exciting. And if you are not getting the giggles, then maybe you are not becoming an energetic minimum match to enough money, quite frankly. I want you to get giggly, bubbly and giggly. You're so excited about the thing. You're so excited about becoming this energetic match to this amount of money. So you make the list. So now this is a really fun part. You go onto the internet, you search for the things you want. That dream couch that you want to replace so desperately. You really want to replace your couch, but you don't have the money right now. So you say, okay, this is my dream couch, and when I have, like, stupid money that I could just, like, spend and don't have to, like, stress about it, I'm gonna buy this couch. Put it on a Pinterest board. Put it private, like, other people don't need to see this. And say energetic minimum board, put that dream couch. Redecorate your whole fucking house. All the things you're gonna buy for yourself, put it all on that board. You want a maid service? Go find a maid service, pin their website to the board. So you're ready to go and get it when the time comes, because it is closer than you can even imagine. And you start creating this life on this Pinterest board. And it's not a vision board, because it's your life. It is becoming your life. You are quantum leaping to it. You are receiving it. So it's not like, oh, I can't wait for this to happen. It's like, oh, this is happening soon. This is my life. And again, you get giddy, you get excited, you do the things. You also, so you build this out, you create this board, and you can build and build and build. You don't have to do it all in one sitting. And you go look at it every day and you get excited again. You get giddy. You're like, oh my God, this is going to be my life soon. How exciting. I cannot wait. The next thing you do is you start showing up in your business as if you are that person already. Example, I got on a call with one of my best friends last night. And she's like one of my photographers for my business. And I talked to her. I'm going to visit her this summer. And I was like, we're doing a photo shoot. And we always do a photo shoot, but we always do a photo shoot outside in the elements, you know, free. I locked in a dope studio for us to do the photo shoot in last night. We talked about it and we're like, yep, check, locked it in, paid for it already. Because I get to do that. And we are creating a high level plan for this photo shoot. We're doing in studio, we're doing my hair and makeup, we're getting me like all new outfits for it, we're really identifying who we want to become, who I want to become, how I want my brand represented. We're going hard. We're going hard for this photo shoot because that is what energetic minimum 25K month Becky would do. I don't have time for the bullshit, trying to put things together and make it work and do everything for free. That's not what a high-level CEO would do. So that is no longer what I'm going to do, right? And that is no longer what you're going to do. You're going to start showing up at the level that you want to become. And the next thing, this circles back into deep into business, like your strategy, your approach, the way you show up. You have to start showing up like this person now. And the person that has a high energetic minimum doesn't have time for the bullshit. The entrepreneur that is, you know, reaching her energetic minimum and is releasing the how and is giddy with excitement because they know so well that this is going to happen and they trust in the fact that this all gets to happen for them, that level of entrepreneur doesn't have time for objection handling, doesn't have time for pain point marketing to make their dream clients feel like absolute shit so that they'll buy from them, doesn't have time for back and forth DM conversations trying to convince someone to buy from you. This level that you are becoming, you don't have time for that shit. From now on, you only call in dream clients who are ready. And you do this through your expansive marketing. You do this from sharing your story. You do this from sharing your journey. It's time to be expansive. Now, the last thing that I'm going to touch on in this episode is really important. I find that a lot of people are scared to share their vision and scared to share their goals with their people, especially their significant other. And my fiance is fucking amazing. I love him, obviously. And he loves manifesting and he's into all of this stuff. But for some reason, nothing that he did to me, but I was terrified to tell him this big vision of mine. I've like said it in passing in the past, but it feels so real now. And I was scared to tell him. But then I sat there and I was like, if I can't tell my fiance, the person I am marrying, what my energetic minimum is becoming, how is it ever going to become my energetic minimum? If I can't even share it with the person that I love most. So I called him because those of you that know me know that my fiance is deployed for a couple more months. I FaceTimed him yesterday and I said, I have to tell you something. I said, I need to break down for you what this vision is. And I explained to him exactly what I'm explaining to you. This cannot be my reality until you're on board with my reality, my new reality. And I walked him through my vision of this is the amount I'm going to make each month. I'm not making this right now, but this is what I'm going to be making. I have no idea how it's going to happen, but I don't have to worry about the how. It's just going to happen. And this is what I'm going to allocate all the money for. And then this was the fun thing. We started going back and forth on it. He was like, well, you know, you want to do this. This would be my recommendation. And I think in the long run, it's going to bring you even more abundance if you do it this way. And we started to co-create my vision. And it became that much more potent when we did that together. It became that much more potent because we started to do it together. And it went from my vision to our vision. And I'm not somebody, I don't want to retire my fiance. Like he's got his own passions. He's got his own things that he wants to do. And I love him for that. And he gets to make whatever he wants to make too. And he gets to go after that too. And my energetic minimum gets to be shared now. We get to share it with one another. And it makes it that much more potent and exciting. I also shared it with one of my best friends, the one that we're planning the photo shoot together. I like walked her through, this is why we're doing all the things. She was like, fuck yeah, bitch, let's go. find your people and share your vision with your people and don't be afraid. And if you share your vision with your people and they shut you down, I'm sorry, but they are not your people. Go find new people. You need new people. But these are the steps that I'm implementing, and I really believe that these are going to be really powerful steps. And I'm sharing them with you in time, in the moment. So I cannot say to you, oh, this is the key. This is the secret. But I feel so strongly that this is the thing. I feel so, so strongly that this is the thing. And I also know that I have quantum leaped in the past, and not to the extent that I'm doing it now, but I've done it in the past, and I've had it's been a similar journey every single time. But this is the most potent journey I've had. The most potent journey I've had. And I want you guys to come on this journey with me. So do these steps. Determine your energetic minimum. Go for the fucking gold. Like, let's go. And a couple of things that I want to leave you with. Number one, if this is like fucking exciting to you and you're like, I want to do this work with a coach. I want to go deep. Keep your eyes on my page, because I am releasing something. There is something epic happening on my birthday that you're not going to want to miss. My birthday is June 21st. You're probably seeing the countdown on my Instagram stories if you follow me there. There are some epic things being dropped on June 21st that you are going to want to witness. You are not going to want to miss it. And it's one of the things includes going deep like this together and blending the masculine strategy in with the feminine embodiment and the quantum leaps and the manifestation and the magic to create your dream business like you've never created it before. There is so much coming. And if you're like, holy shit, Becky, I cannot wait. Honestly, message me. I'll give you the deets now. And we can get you in now, because this is going to be so epic. And I'm so positive that this shit is going to sell out, because it's so fucking good. It is so fucking good. I'm thinking max 7 people. That's what I'm feeling right now. The number 7 has been really aligned for this offer. Multiple things are dropping on my birthday, but this specific thing I'm mentioning, amazing. I'm so unbelievably excited. Okay, so there's that. Now, the last things. Leave a review of the podcast if you are enjoying it. Take a screenshot, send it over to me, and you'll be entered to win a coffee on me. That's one thing. Share on your Instagram stories that you are... Actually, you know what? We're going to be fun for this episode. For this episode only. If you take a screenshot of this episode, share it to your Instagram stories, and tag me, at Becky Fagan, and my podcast account, at If She Did It Podcast. Tag both of them. I'm going to send you a Starbucks gift card. No, everyone. Everybody wins. Because this episode is so potent that I want to make sure that this gets shared and more people hear it. So everybody that shares this episode and tags me, I will send you a coffee on me this week. Ah, oh, so fun. I'm so excited. This is so fucking potent, and this is going to be so amazing. Okay, and go check the show notes, because there are some dope links in there. And with that, I'm unbelievably excited, and I hope you have an amazing week, and I will catch you next week on the If She Did It podcast.